time to separate what is true from what is total BS on Fact or Fiction.
We must choose. Choose wisely.
Here's Adam the Bull.
All right, welcome back. Adam the Bull with UCBS Sports Radio. Fact or Fiction time. Before we do, I just saw a really wild stat. We were just talking about it during the break from Ryan Spader. Ryan is baseball statistician, analyst, writer, co-host of the Best Baseball Pod. I don't know Ryan, but I've seen his tweets, and he put this tweet out. It says, Giants' Barry Bonds hit 154 home runs to just 153 strikeouts over the span of 442 games from August 14th, 2001 to September 7th, 2004. So you're talking basically 3 years, 442 games. A guy had more strikeouts than home runs. Had more home runs than he struck out. That is nuts. The absurdity of that, the odds of having a better home run rate than your strikeout rate is, I don't know if anybody else has ever done that, or at least not in modern history. There's got to be nobody else like that. You can't be a single person. That's crazy. And as much as I hate the steroids, it's just a joke. And I hate Roger Clemens in particular. It's a joke that Bonds and Clemens and those guys are not in the Hall of Fame. It's baseball looks silly, I think. Anyway, let's get to Fact or Fiction, Anthony. Here we go.
Well, let's start with baseball since we came back talking a little bit about it. The Major League Baseball Players Association faulted the Blue Jays on Thursday for not calling up touted prospect Vladimir Guerrero Jr., saying the decision was bad for all involved. Guerrero is not among the September call-ups for the Blue Jays, despite being one of baseball's top prospects while tearing up the minor leagues this season. He hit .402 with 14 home runs and 60 RBIs in Double-A, and then when he was promoted to Triple-A, he hit .336, 6 home runs and 16 RBIs in 30 games. Fact or fiction, the Blue Jays not calling up Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is bad for the industry.
That is a fact. It is terrible. Baseball needs to, there needs to be, now it's got to be negotiated. We're going to have a collectively bargain. But baseball needs to fix this problem. Okay? We have the two best prospects in baseball are in this situation. You mentioned Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who, by the way, is only 19 years old. You mentioned he hit over 400 at Double-A for the season. This season, he's played A-ball, rookie ball, Double-A, and Triple-A. And combined all levels, he is batting .381. .381 in 95 games. Just absurd. Plus, he's only struck out 38 times in 445 trips to the plate, roughly. That's crazy. And another guy, Eloy Jimenez, who is probably the number two prospect in baseball, two or three. He's the White Sox big prospect they got in a trade from the Cubs last year. He's in the same situation. Great talent, dominating the minors, should be in the big leagues, and he's not. So fans of the Blue Jays and the White Sox, teams that are out of it, don't get to see these great young players, and they won't see him week one of next year either because the teams will wait till week three or four so they can control these players for 7 years. I think you need to find a balance to change it. It needs to be negotiated. This next negotiation is going to be tough. It's going to be the most contentious one we've seen in over 20 years since the last lockout. But I think a fix might be that if you call a guy up, say, August 15th or later, maybe it doesn't go to his service time. I don't know. At least he'd be in the big leagues and you'd still get him for 7 years. I don't know how... It's above my pay grade. Now, you know what? I can figure it out. I have to think about it a little more. But there's a lot of smart people that need to work on this because in other sports, the great young players come into the game right away. When minor leaguers are ready to play in the majors, they should be up. And Vladimir Guerrero and Eloy Jimenez playing right now would be great. You have a lot of great young players playing in the big leagues. Juan Soto on a bad Nationals team has been excellent. The Braves have all these young players, Albies and Acuna. But even he, right? Acuna didn't come up right away. Why? They wanted to get him for a seventh year. I get it from a business standpoint, but it's bad for the game. It is.
And when asked about the decision, the Blue Jays president, Mark Shapiro, said that it was not a financial one. Moving on, the Angels announced on Wednesday that they are recommending Tommy John surgery for two-way star Shohei Ohtani. The surgery would take Ohtani out as a pitcher for all of next season, though it's uncertain whether he would be able to hit while recovering as a pitcher. He seems just fine. That means the Angels' best chance of contending for a playoff spot might not come until 2020. Which is Trout's last year under a contract with the Angels. In addition to Ohtani, you have Garrett Richards, Blake Wood, Kenny Middleton. They're also expected to miss the 2019 season while recovering from Tommy John surgery. Now, given all those injuries, a lot of people find that it's going to be hard to see the Angels contending next year. Rebuilding might make some sense, but GM Billy Epler made clear on Wednesday that the team will not trade Mike Trout. Fact or fiction, the Angels should not trade Mike Trout.
That depends. They should do one or two. I can't give you that. Here's what they should do. If they can't sign him to an extension this offseason, then it's fiction. They should trade him. The Angels this offseason have to either sign Mike Trout to an extension or they should trade him. Now, they won't, but neither of those things is going to happen, and the Angels are going to blow this. Mike Trout will not sign an extension unless they make the offer so huge that he couldn't turn it down. If you're Mike Trout, you wait 2 years because Bryce Harper and Manny Machado will set the market, and then you'll have to be paid more than them because you're better than they are. Mike Trout's the best player in baseball. He's in the prime of his career. Now, maybe in the next 2 years, he starts to slow down a little bit. I doubt it. There's no signs of that whatsoever, and he's still young enough that it shouldn't happen. But if Mike Trout is the same player he's been for the next 2 years, he will get a lot more than Harper and Machado, even though those guys are a little younger when they become free agents. So I wouldn't sign if I were Mike Trout, because in free agency, with all these big teams competing, I might get $500 million. Who knows? He could. But the Angels should trade him because he's going to walk away as a free agent in 2 years, most likely, and they will get nothing. And even if they wait till next year, they're not going to be contenders. The division's tough. Every year, the Angels are the most overhyped team every year. They're like the Notre Dame of baseball. Every year, I see a bunch of people picking the Angels to make the playoffs. Every year, I say they're not going to be good, and I'm right about it. Not that I'm—listen, I thought the Yankees would finish in last place last year. I was wrong about that last year, not this year. But so I'm wrong about plenty, too. But I've been right about the Angels every time. I love Shohei Ohtani. Love him. He's got to have the Tommy John surgery. He has been great. When he's been on the field, he's been everything as advertised. He's been an excellent pitcher and an excellent hitter. I'd give him the Rookie of the Year award, even though he's missed time. I know Gleyber Torres has been great and some other guys. I'd give it to Ohtani. But he's got to have the surgery and just be a hitter next year.
During an interview with 97.3 The Fan in Pittsburgh, Terry Bradshaw was at it again, ripping Mike Tomlin for several things, including winning a Super Bowl since 2008. Mike Tomlin is winning football games, but at the same time, Super Bowls are disappearing. And that's my criticism, Bradshaw said. My criticism is, how can you have this great offense and you being a defensive guy? And I think that football team should have been in another Super Bowl or two. Fact or fiction, Mike Tomlin has underachieved in Pittsburgh.
No, that's fiction. Mike Tomlin's a good coach. It's hard to go to the Super Bowl no matter how much talent you have. Let's be honest about it. Terry Bradshaw's overrated. Even as a player, he was overrated. I'll get people fired up with that. I always thought Terry Bradshaw. But look at the talent he played with. And the game was different when he played. He thinks it's easy to go to the Super Bowl. You don't have to worry about salary caps and any of that stuff when he was playing.
855-212.
I mean, you know Terry Bradshaw only threw two more touchdowns than picks. Did you know that in his career? That's it. He threw 212 touchdowns in his career, 210 picks. I know the game was different. He only completed 52% of his passes in his career. I just thought Bradshaw was a little overrated. They just had so much talent in Pittsburgh. I'm not saying he's not good, but he's overrated, in my opinion. And he's overrated as a broadcaster, too. So pipe down, Terry.
So addressing reporters on Tuesday, Boston Celtics head coach Brad Stevens commented on the Toronto Raptors' addition of Kawhi Leonard this summer, calling them the best team in the East. Quote, Toronto is the best team in the East, and they added one of the best players in the NBA. Fact or fiction, the Raptors are the best team in the East.
Now, who said this? I missed the
Brad
first part.
Stevens.
Oh, Brad Stevens. No, that's fiction. But I do think that's silly, because to say they were one of the best teams and they added, but they did, but they also lost one. Now, do I think he's better than DeMar DeRozan? If he's healthy, yeah, but you can't just say they added the best player to the current team. They added their they subtracted their best player and added a new best player who's probably a little better than the old best player, but it's not like you just brought into Kawhi. It's not like you added Kawhi Leonard to what you had. You subtracted a lot, too, with the player you lost. So they're not the best team. That being said, I think they could still win the East. I think Boston's the best team, and Brad Stevens is just deflecting. But I think Toronto could still win the East. You know, everybody looks down on them because they've just been humiliated by LeBron James. But as good as Boston is or Philly could be, there's no LeBron James there on either team. So, yeah, I think if Kawhi Leonard is healthy and playing well, do I think Toronto can win the East? Yes. But do I think they're the best team? No. Boston's the best team. And I believe on September 8, 2018, that the Boston Celtics are the only team in the NBA, that could beat the Golden State Warriors in the playoff series.
And finally, Bull, there's no place like home. A pair of Dorothy's ruby slippers, they were stolen from a Minnesota museum 13 years ago, were displayed by the FBI on Tuesday. They were found after the agency announced they recovered the sequin shoes during a sting operation over the summer. So not only were these slippers stolen, but the memories of a lot of Americans were stolen back in 2005. Jill Sanborn, special agent in charge of the Minneapolis division of the FBI, told the reporters, "We hope today that we give those memories back." Fact or fiction, Dorothy's ruby slippers are the greatest piece of movie memorabilia.
That is fiction. I can't believe the FBI is who? Why would anybody care? I don't understand. You people that watch the movie are losing memories because those shoes were stolen from some museum that nobody outside of Minnesota would ever go to. What the hell is the FBI? I mean, why is the FBI wasting time on that, frankly? There's enough to deal with right now. It's what's going on. I don't care about the ruby slippers. Wizard of Oz is almost as overrated as Terry Bradshaw. And that comment by the FBI agent was odd, because I don't know who would care that those things were stolen, frankly. I certainly don't.
Now you know what's true and what's total BS.